just before we started at 1 o'clock on this show, and that is a David Fahrenholt story in the Washington Post today. The Chicago Tribune has put it on their front page digitally. It'll probably appear in print there tomorrow, too. Trump's prized Doral resort is in steep decline, according to company documents showing his business problems are mounting. It's a story about the Trump properties and how they're doing these days. This is not a conversation to pick on Donald Trump or his properties. It's not. But if you go more than halfway through the story, the author of this, Fahrenholt, writes, "Being president has cost me a fortune, a tremendous fortune, like you've never seen before," Trump told reporters last year, rejecting the idea that he was using his presidency to enrich himself. By the end of 2018, the Trump hotel chain had lost three locations as building owners cut ties with the Trump company. Revenue fell at other Trump hotels in Chicago and New York after Trump entered the presidential race. In a statement about its Chicago property, the big Trump Tower here downtown Chicago, the Trump organization said the name was not the reason they were losing money. "It's sad to say," they said, "but the perceived threat of gun violence has harmed visitation to the destination." By the company's own figures, submitted to Cook County, Illinois for tax purposes and given to Trump investors, they show Trump's competitors in Chicago have not experienced the same decline. Among the hotel community in Chicago, everyone is aware of the relative underperformance of the Trump Hotel over the last 2 to 3 years, said a hotel industry analyst based in Chicago. So if it really is our perceived gun violence problem, then all of the hotels, the London House across the river, should be experiencing similar declines.
Chicago set a record with 58 million tourists last year.
David Fahrenholt wrote about this in Washington Post. Okay, so there's two things that are going on here. One is the Trump name, and is that more of a problem? The other one is, does the perception of gun violence hurt Chicago as a destination? I absolutely think in the second case it does. I do think the perception of gun violence keeps people from wanting to come to the city. You don't agree with that, Steve?
I don't know. I mean, if it's an absolute, does it help or does it hurt? It certainly doesn't help. So if it keeps one person away or 20 people away, does it hurt? Then, yeah, I guess it would hurt. It's too bad.
David Fahrenholt from the Washington Post is on a phone line. Hi, David. We're talking about your story in Chicago today.
I'm very glad.
Jump into the conversation. I mean, what do you want to add right now?
Well, I was surprised. So one of the things we did was we asked, we've been gathering data, including some from Cook County, about the performance of various Trump properties. And when we went to the Trump organization, they had a lot of different excuses for different places. You know, they didn't want to blame the Trump name for the decline in any of them, even in places like Chicago, where obviously there's a lot of, it's a very blue area. There could be some people turning away from the Trump brand. So in Miami, they blamed Zika and hurricanes. In, you know, in New York City, they blamed weather. And in Chicago, they blamed gun violence, which, as you said, you know, it's obviously something that Chicago has contended with, but I think one of you said this, Chicago has seen an increase in tourism. And more importantly, if you look at the sort of competitive set, what they call the competitive set for Trump's hotel, the other luxury hotels in downtown Chicago that it sees as its main competitors, for those hotels, the metrics of success went up. They got more for their rooms. They had more people staying there. At the same time, it was going down at Trump's place. So you think if gun violence was driving people away from Chicago, it might affect all of them equally, and we don't see that.
What do you think, then, is causing revenue at his hotel in Chicago to decline?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors. One, the Trump Hotel is already in a bad place in the hotel market because it doesn't have a rewards program. I mean, forget if Trump's president or not. It doesn't have Marriott points. It doesn't have Hilton points. It has Trump points, which is not very useful. So it's already at a disadvantage in the hotel market as the hotel market becomes more consolidated. And then you add Trump's name. There's a lot of people who just aren't, you know, if they have to take an extra step to stay at a Trump hotel, now they're not. It's important to know that the clientele that Trump was going for before he ran for president was people who lived in blue cities, people who were like rich urban people who wanted to stay at a hip, cool urban place. And those are exactly the people he sort of run against as a politician. So to me, it's not surprising that he would lose some of that clientele.
You're probably aware of the fact that in promotional materials, the hotel now no longer describes it as the Trump Hotel. They'll put the address on it, but they don't brand it that way.
I saw that. They've got that unused space that goes down to the river, kind of in a weird part of the Riverwalk that's cut off from everything else. And they've been trying to rent out that retail space forever. And as you said, in the brochures they put out trying to attract tenants, they said, oh, it's just 401 North Wabash. They didn't say anything about the Trump Hotel.
But why
did that... someone would rent that space and not know, you know, not ever come look at it.
Oh, no! But but I think it's an attractive space. I mean, you described it as a weird space. If had it been flourishing, I think we would have thought, yeah, no kidding. It's right across from the Riverwalk or on the north side of the Riverwalk.
But it's not a natural spot that you would walk by.
I guess not. But if you were a retailer and you were selling something to either the residents of the hotel or the building or, I don't know, is that a bad location?
I mean, the rest of the Riverwalk is so busy. You think this is, as you said, kind of an inconvenient part of the Riverwalk compared to others. But, you know, it's in downtown Chicago. You think it wouldn't be impossible. The Trump organization, in its dealings with Cook County, as it tries to get a reduction in its taxes, has described that space as virtually unleasable. They claim they built it, and they just can't get anybody to stay there for any price.
Starbucks? Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know. Right. It just seems to me like there's some destination locations that... Were they there and there wasn't something else repelling people, they would be somewhat successful. Heck, lower the rent then. It's a bad sign to see that empty space right on the ground floor.
It is. It's right next to, there's a place where the boats pull up to do the river tours. Yep. I mean, there's traffic near it, so you'd think it wouldn't be impossible to get people over there. But it's never been rented. When the building opened, it's never been rented.
I wonder if I know the answer to this, but let me just finish this thought. So the letters TRUMP appear in giant size across the front of it. It's against city code, but the city relaxed that when Trump said he wanted to put the thing in. Now it's either a great sign for the president or an eyesore, depending on your politics. But maybe everybody would benefit if the letters came down. But that's and I'm kind of surprised that there isn't some grassroots or city council effort to rescind that concession they gave to the Trump people.
It is interesting, but I think they realize that it might be hard to undo something like that. You know, it's funny, the building is managed by Trump, but in theory it is not owned by him. It is owned by the association of people who, you know, condo owners for the residential condos and people who own the hotel rooms as condos. And that association, I think, could decide to do whatever they want. They could decide to take the name down, but it's pretty stocked with Trump loyalists, and that doesn't seem like it's going to change.
David, did you look at condo sales? Because I know they were lagging for a while, but then picked up at the end of last year, the theory that they were hurting sales, but I don't know if that's true.
You're right. It's been kind of up and down. For a few years, I think starting in 2016, Trump condo sales in terms of like price per square foot were much lower than competitors in Chicago. I think last year, as you're right, the numbers went up, but there weren't that many condo sales, and one of them was very, very expensive. So the small sample size may make it hard to tell really what's happening there.
Fascinating piece in the Washington Post, online at the Chicago Tribune site today, too, David Fahrenthold. David, it's nice to talk to you. I hope you can join us again sometime.
I'd love to.
Well done, sir.